May 6, the great standard of right and wrong. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. In the Word of God is contained everything essential to the perfecting of the man of God. It is like a treasure house full of valuable and precious stores, but we do not appreciate its riches nor realize the necessity of equipping ourselves with the treasures of truth. We do not realize the great necessity of searching the Scriptures for ourselves. Many neglect the study of the Word of God in order to pursue some worldly interest or to indulge in some trifling pleasure. Oh, we might better put off anything of an earthly character than the investigation of the Word of God, which is able to make us wise unto life eternal. Given by inspiration of God, the Book of Books has the highest claim to our reverent attention. In searching for heaven-revealed truths, the Spirit of God is brought into close connection with the sincere searcher of the Scriptures. An understanding of the revealed will of God enlarges the mind, expands, elevates, and endows it with new vigor by bringing its faculties into contact with stupendous truth. The understanding takes the level of the things with which it becomes familiar. If all would make the Bible their study, we would see a people who were better developed, who were capable of thinking more deeply, who would manifest greater intelligence than those who have earnestly studied, apart from the Bible, the sciences and histories of the world. The Bible gives the true seeker for truth an advanced mental discipline, and he comes from contemplation of divine things with his faculty enriched. Self is humbled, while God and his revealed truth are exalted. The Bible is a great standard of right and wrong, clearly defining sin and holiness. Its living principles running through our lives like threads of gold are our only safeguard in trial and temptation.